scripture, Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 22. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us, through the veil, that is, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Meditation. In the days of Moses, the most holy place in the temple was sealed by a veil that was tall in height, thick in diameter, and beautifully woven with colors of blue, purple, and scarlet thread. Though the veil was beautiful, it served as a barrier to keep everyone out of this holy place. The veil was situated between the holy place and the most holy place, referred to as the Holy of Holies. It was where the presence of God resided. The veil was a reminder to them that no one was to ever approach this holy place except once a year on the Day of Atonement, when the high priest could enter to offer a sacrifice for the sins of the nation. That, of course, was Old Testament belief. Thank God for the transition through Jesus Christ, who submitted to the will of God and died on the cross, becoming the final and ultimate sacrifice, finishing God's work of salvation. No more will people have to sacrifice lambs, goats, or bulls to atone for their sins. The New Testament writer Matthew amplifies what Jesus did and gives us hope in the recording of his gospel account, Matthew chapter 27, verses 50 and 51. And Jesus cried again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. And behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook and the rocks were split. The veil was split, not by the work of man, but by God. The veil was split for you and I, split by the shedding of his blood and the sacrificing of his body. His shed blood was washed away, has washed away our sins. His body was broken for us so that we might enter the most holy place. Our entry into the most holy place now gives us unlimited access to God. Paul, the writer of our text, reminds us, with the death of Jesus, we have a new way to God. And since we have access to God, verse 22 states, let us draw near to God. Draw near means to pray. There is a deep joy in drawing near to God. Because of Jesus, we can now enter into his holy place. No more barriers, no more hindrances. Not even our sins can keep us from drawing near to him. I stand in agreement with the lyrics of Alvina Hall's hymn, Jesus paid it all, and all to him I owe. Therefore, we can now enter the most holy place with confidence and faith by the blood of Jesus and obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. We can go to God in prayer at any time. Let nothing stop or block you, for his arms are open and ready to receive you. Let us pray. Most holy and gracious Father, we are grateful for your love and your amazing grace that is far beyond our ability to comprehend, and for granting us entry into your presence. For in your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. We thank you, Lord, for being a God that is always with us. For you are our strength and our defense, an ever-present help in times of trouble. Wherever we are, you are always there. Your love never quits. It endures forever. We rejoice in the blessed privilege to know you because of the sacrifice of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Teach us to come before you humbly and with confidence. Please bless us now in this time of devotion with you. And we'll be careful to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Call to action. During this Lenten season, be intentional about entering the Lord's gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Seek a personal relationship with the Lord by devoting quiet time in his presence through meditation and prayer. This will help you draw near to God with confidence and a sincere heart, and he will draw near to you. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope. For he who has promised is trustworthy and faithful to his word. And let us thoughtfully consider how we may encourage one another to love and do good works.